From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. People around the world welcoming 2016 with fireworks, parties, and other festivities. But fears of terrorism mean heightened security in some places or the cancellation of events where large crowds would have gathered to usher in the new year. In downtown Dubai, a massive fireworks display took place as scheduled at midnight local time, even as a massive fire burned at the luxury Address Hotel, not far from the world's tallest building, the Burj Khalifa, where VOA's Margaret Bashir was on holiday.
I couldn't believe how quickly we were. First, we just looked up from our table and said, oh my goodness, there's a fire. And then all of a sudden, the whole building was engulfed. So it was really quite shocking to see. And there's smoke and fire still billowing from the buildings. And it's actually the smoke is blowing towards the Burj Al Khalifa now. But the whole north side of the Address Hotel, which is a very five-star luxury hotel where I'm sure many people were celebrating New Year's Eve because it has such a wonderful view of the fireworks show. Seeing it looked quite terrible, and you wondered how people were going to evacuate.
At least 14 people were injured in that fire. Also New Year's-related, authorities in the U.S. state of New York arrested a 25-year-old man on charges of planning an attack at a restaurant on New Year's Eve in the name of the Islamic State. Emmanuel Lutchman was charged with attempting to provide material support to terrorists. For migrants and refugees crossing the Mediterranean trying to reach Europe, 2015 was the deadliest year on record, according to the International Organization for Migration. A total of 3,771 people are estimated to have died while making the perilous voyage, compared to 3,270 in 2014. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Burundi's president says any deployment of African Union peacekeepers in his country will be considered an attack and will be met with force. VOA's Anita Powell has our report.
Speaking to the nation Wednesday, after weeks of violence, Burundi's increasingly cornered president, Pierre Nkurunziza, launched a stunning verbal parry to an African Union proposal to send in 5,000 peacekeepers, saying the country will have been attacked and it will respond. Nkurunziza faces increasing opposition from the AU and the international community over his unpopular quest to extend his tenure as president. He weathered a May coup attempt and won a disputed election in July, though violence has continued. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has ordered his defense minister to expand Iran's ballistic missile program in response to a U.S. threat to impose new sanctions on that program following an Iranian missile test. Iran has previously warned that imposing new sanctions would be a violation of the nuclear agreement with the P5+1. Pakistan says investigations are underway to determine whether a group of suspected militants in detention is linked to the Islamic State. Counterterrorism forces raided a suspected militant training center in eastern Punjab province earlier this week, arresting 13 men along with weapons, IS propaganda material, laptops, and communication equipment. Counterterrorism authorities, citing an initial probe, insisted the detainees were in contact with IS fighters in Syria and had facilitated travel of several Pakistani militants to that conflict-hit country. After a six-month investigation, China has concluded that strong storms caused the sinking of the cruise ship Eastern Star in the Yangtze River in early June that killed 442 people. Authorities, however, also held 45 people from the shipping company and local authorities responsible, imposing penalties ranging from job deferral to demotion for flaws in their daily management and supervision. The first efforts of U.S. crude oil, the first export in four decades, departed a Texas port on Thursday, just weeks after a ban on such exports was lifted. Ship is carrying a cargo of oil from ConocoPhillips, the wells in South Texas, that was sold to Swiss trading house Vitol Group. Earlier this month, President Obama signed legislation lifting the ban that was in place during the mid-1970s in the wake of the Arab oil embargo. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.